At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
Gambling was something that I did.
A clever way to circumvent Dan actually making bets himself by using a proxy.
And I became consumed by it.
And now, joined by Bad Larry and Dylan the Graphics Guy. Here's Dan Patrick.
This Alabama baseball coach thing is wild.
Awesome.
Yeah. Have you heard about this, Bad Larry?
The Alabama baseball coach what?
The baseball coach at Alabama got fired, and there was some gambling action on Alabama baseball games. The state of Ohio's betting commission received information from a certified independent integrity monitor regarding Alabama's loss to LSU last Friday night.
I didn't hear word one on it. Then.
Yeah, this is... So people in Ohio found out something about an Alabama-LSU baseball game.
Yeah, he had somebody running for him in Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, so he...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's farming them out.
Oh,
absolutely,
boy.
Larry. You're probably doing plausible deniability right here. You probably have shit to do with this.
Larry just got back from Ohio.
Yeah, right.
So Brad Bohannon, among other things, violating the standards, duties, and responsibilities expected of university employees. He's been relieved of all of his duties.
It's a show thing.
Wow.
I got a question about duty.
What
about? What was the thing he got fired for? Not just gambling, but...
Violating the standards, duties, and responsibilities expected of university employees.
This is after, like, you know, the basketball scandal.
Yeah.
And the bang-bang.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, gambling, is worse than that.
Where somebody got killed and somebody supplied a gun to somebody shot somebody.
Yeah, there's no violation of anything there.
That kind of shit happens, you know?
In Alabama, hell yeah, it does.
No. It's, what was it, wrong place, wrong time?
That's what he said. I couldn't fucking believe that
Like, what
shit.
Are you doing? What are you doing? Bad Larry, glad to have you back. You had, you won one unit last week. You're at plus nine. Shea lost six last week.
Fucking draft.
Dylan, the comeback. Don't call it a comeback. You won 6.5 units last week, so you're at minus 3.5.
Clawing my way back.
All right. So we got Kentucky Derby. We'll recap the NFL draft. Some futures here. Anything else that needs to be mentioned here?
Ben DiNucci.
The Nooch.
You know what I want to say.
You can't.
You bleep me out. I listened. I got bleeped out.
You're not allowed to say
ridiculous.
That.
We said he was just an upstanding guy. And
yes,
we love him.
We did. The Nooch.
Without papers.
The Nooch is getting a tryout with the Denver Broncos. Isn't
so upsetting.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'd probably stick with the Sea Dragons, honestly, if I was him.
Oh, I'm bailing. No way. I'm jumping ship.
You want to go try out for the Broncos if
now
you're Ben DiNucci.
Sea dragons are dead to me.
Dan, I actually did. I had something terrible happen to me over the weekend. It was a big college lacrosse slate, and I had a 10-leg parlay. I hit 9 of them, and you know who fucked me?
Denver.
No, goddamn Providence, Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Against St. John's.
I didn't even know you played lacrosse.
apparently you do, but not well.
Yeah.
And it was to win like $3,000, and it was just ripped out from under me.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm never going to forget that.
No, I honestly like to be like, you know what? You can't change the past. And every once in a while, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, should have fucking taken St. John's. God damn it.
Recapping last week, Bad Larry lost 2 units, Kings over the Warriors. You got 1 unit, Lakers over the Grizzlies. 2 units, Celtics over the Hawks. Warriors, Kings over 235. You lost, Lakers against the Grizzlies. How would you sum up what happened to you last week, Bad Lair?
I lost a couple games. My series, I'm betting series bets today. And I did a little research on my Derby, although, are we going to have a Kentucky Derby? Like, four horses die yesterday or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming we're still having the Kentucky Derby.
Hell yeah, we are.
Oh, they don't care about 4 dead horses.
Yeah, that's a fucking Wednesday.
PETA's flying there now.
PETA ain't going nowhere near the Derby. Shut up, Larry. I can't believe you know what PETA is, by the way. That's surprising.
It's Peter.
Peter.
It's friend Peter.
Marcus.
Okay. All right, but you have bets for this week. You're betting on the Kentucky Derby.
I did put some bets in. Just for the, I mean, I don't think I want them on the show. We'll talk about them, but how are we going to keep track of these?
If they're not on the show, we ain't talking about them. We're not hanging out, Larry.
Yeah, we're hanging out. This is just for the fans out there who want to bet on the Derby.
Fans of Larry.
I don't know if you have any. I don't know if you have fans,
maybe
Larry.
A few enemies at the most.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know if any of us have fans on this.
No.
But
by 2 o'clock, there's going to be a stream of kids heading up to Mama's Park to bet what I put out here today.
Yeah.
Oh, will you?
Larry's
stop.
Moving lines.
I'm telling you.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, it'll be the short bus headed up to Monmouth Park.
Okay. Well, Larry, why don't you put out the lines, and I guess you'll gamble on the fact, is somebody going to gamble on your betting lines and ruin them?
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go, Dan.
Here we go.
Series bets. 2 units on the Lakers.
Okay.
3 units on the Heat and 3 units on the Celtics.
Okay.
Now, since I'm going, Dan, I know I'm going to my boy Jackie Steinmel's house right now to watch the Met game. So I'm putting 1 unit on Verlander. The game starts at 110.
Okay.
Against Detroit in Detroit. I know it's a bad bet, but I'm going to be sitting here drinking beer with him watching the game. I got to have some action on it.
Okay. And he's going back to Detroit.
Ahead.
Yeah, he's going back to Detroit. Like him and Max Scherzer are going back to Detroit. Didn't go well for Scherzer.
He got dented up.
Yes, he did. Okay.
Yep.
You actually thought the game was tomorrow night, from what I'm told. Radio told me that you said the game was tomorrow night.
No. Then tomorrow night's game, I want 1 unit on the Suns -3.5.
No. Okay. you're just making shit up here. You thought the Mets-Tigers game was tomorrow night.
Dan, I love Ray. I don't want to throw him under the bus. Look at the thing. It says 1 unit, Mets-Verlander, Detroit. The next line below it says tomorrow night, Suns -3, game 3, 1 unit.
Okay. Well, if I have to fire radio, then I will. But let's get through the podcast. Let's get through the podcast. All right.
I will come to Ray's defense, though. I've seen the sheet Larry sends in. It's like fucking hieroglyphics.
It's impossible.
I don't know. I'm looking at it right now.
No, it's like the movie. It's like the movie 7, you know, when he's writing shit down. That's what it looks like, Larry. All right. Do you have your Derby bets?
I do. Want me to do them right now?
No, wait till tomorrow night.
Wait till Sunday.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Fucking Larry.
Okay, here are my Derby bets. Okay, everyone, get your pens out, boys.
It's written down.
$1 try box, 3, 5, 6, 15. You know, with no Baffert, I'm betting on Pletcher.
Yeah.
And, you know, the 3 horse, I think, is a 2 Phil. I got to go my brother Phil and my nephew Phil. 2 Phils, that's got to be in the mix.
Just make the bet.
Then a $5 exacta box. 3, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. So the try box cost me $24. The $5 exacta box cost me $30. And then I want $2 to win on all the long shots.
You're nuts.
It costs you there's 10 of them. It costs you $20.
Oh, 30 and up or what, Lair?
Yeah, 30 and up. Yeah. 1, 2, 7, 11, 12, 13, 16, 18, 19, and 20.
Mm. I might fucking follow that shit just to get weird.
Just why not?
Yeah, why not? Hey, cheat off, hit his paper. No big deal.
If a monster comes in, you might as well have $2 on it.
Yeah.
And you guys, on your way to the track, put a little more than two on them.
All right, Shay.
Going to Sports Haven tomorrow to start laying these down, by the way. Going to get weird in New Haven. Baseball. Flaherty.
What's it?
Sports Haven? OTB, baby.
Oh, OTB. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
OTB
I've
with
driven
a bunch of,
by that. I never knew what it was.
Oh, it's heaven on earth.
It looks amazing. Like, they got like a full bar. Silo.
How depressing is it?
You can bet on dogs there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's great.
I always
look. Is it depressing when you go in
there? What do you mean depressing? No, Danny, my whole life's depressing. That's why I go to Sports Haven.
To make
get
it more,
a little bit of peace.
Make it more depressing.
No, it's amazing.
Okay.
God's hell.
You're the only guy that it's not depressing.
No, it's amazing.
Because you walk outside and you get to see all the smokestacks behind it and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a nice.
Beautiful vista.
Yeah. Really you can see Bridgeport off in the distance.
The BPT.
On a good day.
Yeah.
The smog's fading away.
If they've been cranking all day, you can't.
All right, so you're going to go and you're going to bet their OTB.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Derby. All the odds are going to move anyway. It doesn't really matter what we're doing today, but I'll lay it down.
All right.
Baseball. Jack Flaherty.
Wait, did you give me your Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, they're on here.
I know, but you got to tell us.
Right now?
As opposed to when, tomorrow. Larry?
Wait till tomorrow, Shay.
I got Soga Kake.
You watch your mouth.
Soga Kake?
See?
No.
Soda Gake. Soda Gakey. 10 to 1, put a half unit on that. Disarm, 30 to 1, half unit on that. And Forte, obviously, you got to put a unit on that just because of the damn trainer.
Okay.
Can we get into baseball now?
Yeah, sure.
America's pastime.
Here we go.
The United States of America without Italian Americans. Cardinals minus 140, Flaherty on the bump. White Sox plus 110. AL Central is wide open. I don't think the Twinkies are that good. And then I got Colorado plus 125. They got a couple of hitters in that lineup that are really good against the Brewers pitcher. And then basketball, Lakers over 227. And I like the Knicks plus 3 in Miami.
In Miami.
I don't give a shit. Jimmy Butler back, don't give a shit.
All right.
That's a wrap, Danny.
Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Dylan?
Yeah. You want me to start with Derby?
Sure, why not?
Apparently, all right. Yeah. You just got to do that. Yeah.
All right. I'm taking Practical Move to win 10 to 1 on a little heater right now, three in a row.
Mm.
Unit on that. Raise Kane to win 50-1 as a long shot. I just like raising Canes, so it makes sense.
Great fast food.
Yeah.
Really good.
And then a couple trifecta boxes. I'm going practical move, number 10, verifying number 2, forte, 15. Okay. And then another trifecta box, tap it trice, 2 fills, yeah. And King's Barnes. That's 5-3-6.
Okay.
And Larry then, on that too?
I'm a crackhead, Dan. Cracking to win the Stanley Cup plus 1,400.
Ooh.
Longest odds right now, but they're already up a game on the Stars.
Huh? How dare you?
I know. I hate the Stars.
Wow.
Golf, Wells Fargo Championship. I'm going Patrick Cantlay to win plus 1,200. He is really ugly, but he has Joe LaCava on his bag.
Yeah,
now.
He just got Tiger's caddy.
Yeah,
a crazy last name, Cantlay.
Cantlay.
Damn.
Have you seen it? His face? He looks like Butthead from Beavis and Butthead a little bit. He sort of has that.
That'd be a hard
sourpuss.
Yeah. Did you? Larry's exacto was 3-5-6.
Yep.
Is yours 5-3-6, Dill?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's box. So yeah. So then Larry and I have the same. Wow, Larry, look at us.
Okay.
I also.
Yeah, I knew. I sent these in this morning. I knew. Or Dylan.
Oh, here we go.
Jump on them.
Yeah.
Yep. Larry, I couldn't even read what you wrote. So
it's not English.
And then I have one more thing, Dan. Okay. Also throwing a little on the Mets game. 2 units on the under 7.5.
Okay. Today.
Today.
All right.
Yeah, Verlander's pitching.
Verlander on the, yeah. On the bump.
Yeah, Verlander's pitching. Bad Larry's got.
He's pitching Verlander. 5.
Also, Dan, I would like to point out I did have Tony Finau last week to win the Mexico Open.
Oh, okay. But you also had Gary Woodland to win.
Yes, I did. And I actually ended up betting a lot on Gary Woodland, like top 5 and 10. And
oh, no.
I think he finished about 29th.
Mm-hmm. Did you have Sergio Perez to win the Azerbaijan?
I did. That was another hot
of course
tip
you
from,
did.
The, from the old ball and chain.
Yeah.
What? She watches racing?
Yeah.
I fucked up so bad.
Yeah.
Why?
The roommate. She watches nothing. No sports. Zero.
What's wrong with that?
It'd be great if she did, and then she would understand my obsession with it and let me live.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little
I got
give
3 daughters, Danny. When I put on the game, any game, they scream and yell. No! No baseball! No football! They all yell at me.
Do you think that your roommate instructed them?
Absolutely.
To do that?
Danny, I don't do anything about raising the kids.
How did you meet? How did she fall in love with you?
I don't know.
Do we know for sure that she did?
Fair question. We met when we were kids, man. I was like 20 and she was 18, and met her through a friend. And she just...
You hoped she was 18.
Yeah. That's a
don't
weirdly
worry, she,
round
no,
number.
No, she made was. Me chase for a couple years. It
okay.
wasn't like that.
All right.
So. But yeah, we met.
Like, what did she see where she went, yeah, that's the
I was
guy.
Just so goddamn persistent. I just
okay,
wouldn't...
Okay.
Yeah, I was everywhere all the time.
Okay.
You know, these women, they like the Disney princess fantasy bullshit.
Here we go.
You know, like, they just magically meet each other, and you keep seeing each other, and
Let me write this down.
Yeah,
I
you
just
write,
write this down.
What you do is you write down their license plate, and then you just... And you
call
follow
that shit
them.
In.
You find out their schedule, and you follow them everywhere you go, and then all of a sudden, you're at Starbucks the same time they are, and you order the same latte. You're like, give me a fucking break, and then they fall in love.
It's easy as that.
That's it, Danny. You just follow them.
Is that stalking?
Yeah, absolutely. But
okay. Allegedly.
Yeah, but with them, it's like, you know, watching a Disney movie. Like, oh, we're just meant to be together.
What about you, Bad Larry, with, you know, MB?
No, I just want to know, Shay, are you going to take the roommate to OTB with you tomorrow?
Absolutely not. She has no idea about that. Doesn't listen to the show. Shut the fuck up. I'll be at work tomorrow all day.
All
very
day.
Late.
Yeah.
Very
burning,
late.
Burning the midnight oil.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. Got to stay till 9.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a party after.
Yeah, a little happy hour.
might have some drinks
right.
there.
Maybe one.
Bad
Maybe
Larry,
one.
How did you fall in love?
High school, Dan. And then I took the next 6 years off and then rekindled it.
What happened in the 6 years, Larry?
I went away to college, and then I went to California. Mm-hmm. Then when I came back to Spring Lake, I, reacquainted myself with a girl who was a year behind me in high school.
You penicillin shots later, and you're all good.
Sounds so romantic there, Larry.
Wow.
Wow.
Deep.
Yeah. And then I came back, and we rekindled. Okay.
Sounds like a happy married man.
Yeah.
Happily married.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we've done enough damage today here. We've learned a lot. Learned a lot.
Yeah.
Good luck. Hey, have fun tomorrow, Shay.
Thanks,
Dylan, good luck with your picks. Dan, we'll talk later, buddy.
All right, Bad Larry. By the way, Shea and Irving, wherever you get your podcast, and you've already nominated the Alabama baseball coach as one of your D-gens of the year.
Oh, he's in first position. Early. He's in pole position. Absolutely. You're a coach betting against your team?
I saw a picture of him like for one of the articles.
What if he was betting on his team to
win?
That's
some Pete Rose shit. I'm okay with that. That's no big deal.
The picture I saw of him was like him sitting in the dugout, that iconic picture of Pete Rose in the dugout sitting on the top of it. And I was like, that's my guy.
That's a degenerate right there.
I remember when Pete told me that. He had never made that public, that he bet on his team to win all the time, and which I doubt. But also, you can manipulate the lineup.
Oh, totally.
Because let's say you want John Franco to pitch, and you need him to win. And then I remember being told, sources close to me, that there were certain pitchers that on his own staff that Pete wouldn't bet to win.
No shit.
Well,
I mean, it makes sense.
Yes. He's putting in bets every 5 days.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hammering. Yeah. Hammering the fifth day.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's one or two guys, maybe, but I remember when he said he bet on them to win every game.
I wish I could come back in a different life and be Pete Rose's bookie.
Well, I know Pete's bookie.
That guy had to roll in it.
Well, he kept saying, you know, that they got great humor out of Pete's bets.
Man. Just fade them.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. But when, you know, Pete would call in and he would place a bet or two, then these guys would be like, but he was betting hockey. He was betting all kinds of things there.
The great state of Ohio.
Yeah.
Alabama with shittier weather. That's it. That's it.
Northern Alabama.
That's literally it. Yeah. That state sucks.
That's where I'm from.
I know, Danny.
Okay.
You know Ohio sucks.
Well, you know what is funny, though? You see those ads for, like, come to Ohio all the time on TV. I'm like, you guys are pumping this pretty hard trying to get people to come to Ohio.
Come to Ohio and drink yourself to death.
Have you guys been in Ohio?
I've driven through it.
I've been to the Mistake by the Lake.
As fast as possible.
I've been to Cincinnati. I've been Akron.
Okay.
Toledo. Yeah.
All right.
All trash. All of them. Shaker Heights is the only nice part of Ohio I've ever seen in my life.
It is. It's an old. That's old money. That's old money.
Cleveland, right?
Yeah, outside of Cleveland. Yeah. That's some generational shit.
Yeah,
right?
That is. Yeah.
Euclid's always really nice, too.
Euclid.
Euclid's real nice.
Cuyahoga County. Let's get weird, Danny.
Spell Euclid with an E.
Right.
E-U-C-L-I-D. E-U-C-L-I-D. So, Shea and Irving, wherever you get your podcast, thanks for joining us here, and we hope to have you back next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.